Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. My name is Jaquab Ben Yisrael, and this is the Israelite Sons of Light radio program. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible opportunity that they give me every Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to try to be a light while I am in this reality. Absolutely, without question, the greatest opportunity known to man is to be a Hebrew Israelite who is seeking to be a light and to draw near to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is no comparison to the opportunity that the Hebrew Israelites have in this current reality. Now, this is a ministry for Hebrew Israelites. I have a room on Facebook for fellowship called The Upper Room. In addition, I am an author. I write books. I will be finished with my next book in a few days. You can go to Amazon and type in my name, and my books should come up. I have a website called 12tribesofisraelites.com, all spelled together, lowercase lettering, where you can get in touch with me in case I say anything that resonates with you. I also have a dream of a nationwide ministry for the Hebrew Israelites, for the purpose of ministering to the less fortunate of us who may have a food need, especially if you have children. I would like to get in contact with you, or I would like someone to put me in contact with someone, and I would like to bring the issue before the nation to see if a brother or sister nearby can minister to the struggling brother or sister. Contact me at 12tribesisraelites.com. Now, I also hope to be an encouragement. I want to be an encouragement for my nation. I want to help anyone simply to be focused and to try your level best not to lose faith, to remember the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to try to help you the things that are lined up against you in the world that you will not hear about in the mainstream media. I try to inform you of secret agendas like the current depopulation program of the vaccinations, and that reminds me, I am suspended from YouTube. If anyone listens to me on YouTube, I have been suspended for 2 weeks. I started out with a warning on my channel, and I went from warning to two strikes. So I will not be doing videos on YouTube. If anyone is listening, I will be doing my programs on platforms like this one or on my Facebook page where you can hear my live programs. Now, I entitled the name of the program tonight, Your Kingdom, our kingdom. Now, presently, the confluence of events in the world, from my perspective, only mean one thing. The kingdom of the white man and the people who say they are Jews and are not is drawing to a conclusion. The Asiatic nations are forming their own alliances, establishing their own trading blocks, beginning to do business with themselves, and excluding Europe and the United States. From my perspective, the United States does not want to lose its position as the preeminent power in the world. When you look at history, every so many years, power goes from the East. Then, after so many years, it goes to the West, and then another 500 years later, it goes back to the East, and that is where we are right now. Power is transitioning to the East, primarily to Russia and China, and there is nothing America can do about it. The confluence of events can only lead to one conclusion, and that is nuclear war. For someone such as myself, seeing the food shortages, the orchestrated food shortages, the situation with Revelation chapter 6, verse 3, the current vaccination depopulation program, the hostilities that are brewing and are ongoing, such as Russia and China, all these things were predicted by the project that I mentioned a few months back on my video, telling you about Operation Looking Glass, when it foresaw the current events and what they must lead to, what they will lead to. If there is any Hebrew Israelite listening to the sound of my voice, you should take courage, you should take heart, you should realize this is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob telling you that we are fast running out of time to build a testimony, to be a light, to prepare for the eternal kingdom. The nations, they know their kingdom is coming to an end. They do not want to admit it, especially America. When I look at social media, they do not give glory to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They give glory to the dollar, to gold and silver. They give glory to their guns. They give glory to the military. They will not reason amongst themselves why these things are coming upon them, why every move America makes backfires on them. They do not consider, they do not inquire about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And for such a one as myself, I could not be happier, because I know these events and other events that I have not mentioned show me that our kingdom is on the horizon. Now, I recall seeing a story of a slave woman who did not want her child to grow up in slavery. She threw her child into the river. When I heard that story, I had no more tears to cry, because I had run out of tears for my nation a long time ago. I am all dried up inside. It only fueled my desire to look diligently for any shred of information of when we will leave this damnable white man, fake Jew reality. And I began to consider the differences between our kingdom and their kingdom. And thoughts came to my mind. There is a big difference, a very big moral, spiritual difference in the Hebrew Israelite kingdom and the current kingdom of Amalek, Esau, and Japheth. If I may, I would like to relate another story before I go into the contrasting kingdoms. A neighbor of mine where I live shared with me the story of his wayward son. And as it turns out, his son had nowhere to go and was sleeping in his father's car because he was banned from the property where his father, my neighbor, lives. So he stayed in the vehicle for maybe 3 weeks until the other day, where he violently ripped the keys out of his father's hand, and he took the car that he was using to sleep in and is now on the run. Now, the neighbor told me, the father of the son related to me how disrespectful his son is towards him. and how he fears for his life now because his son already choked him one time. I mentioned this a few weeks back on one of my videos that I tried to witness to my neighbor. One of the ways you can see the Heavenly Father is by the judgment he brings when he steps in from time to time. But I digress. In this kingdom, you can grab your mom and dad. In this kingdom, you can cuss out your mom and dad. I recall living next to an Edomite who had a wayward son. And even though her son must have been only four or five years old, he would talk back to her like she was a child. You see, in this kingdom, you can disrespect your parents. Now, I'm not speaking of an Israelite kingdom. In our kingdom, even today, I remember being knocked out by my dad when I did not clean the bathroom to his liking. And I have heard similar stories of Hebrew fathers administering discipline. I never witnessed a Hebrew child, an Israelite, speaking back to his mom or dad and not suffer brutal consequences. But in this kingdom, you can be a kid and boss your parents around. In this kingdom, the oppressor, they can shoot us. In the city, they can shoot us in the country. They can defraud us of our wages. In this kingdom, they can make treaties with you and break them. Go ahead and ask the Native Americans what I am talking about. In this kingdom where we live, you can lie right to someone's face and tell them how healthy and safe this vaccination is. In this kingdom, you can take a shower with your daughter as a grown man. You could take a shower with your daughter and you can become president of the United States. Go ahead. Just ask Joe Biden. In this country here, you can be caught on tape talking about how you like to violate women, you know, just kind of grab them right there. And you know what? You can be elected president of the United States. In this country, in this kingdom, the law goes for you Israelites, not for our oppressors. In this kingdom, you can blaspheme the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can curse his name in this kingdom. You can rob other people of their resources. The Africans should know what I am talking about, and there is nothing they can do about it in this kingdom. They can charge you usury in this kingdom. In this kingdom, you can do all the drugs you can get your hands on in this kingdom. This is a kingdom that feeds on the death industry, consciously through agendas and secret programs to decrease the size of people so the elite can have more and more and more, and you Israelites have less and less and less. In our kingdom, the oppressor shall come bending unto the Hebrew Israelite. They will come bending and bowing to us in the city. They will come bending and bowing to us in the country. They will cling to our garments. In our kingdom, in the Hebrew Israelite kingdom, in our kingdom, there will be no lie. In our kingdom, we will suck the milk of the Gentiles in our kingdom. In our kingdom, our Father will be a loving Father, but to the nations, a stern King. In our kingdom, the Hebrew Israelites will sing for joy of heart forever, going out into the field with seed and coming home shouting with a harvest in our kingdom. In our kingdom, never again will we know the whip. In our kingdom, the oppressors, for them, the whip will not cease until they are destroyed. In our kingdom, there will be justice. In our kingdom, there will be the knowledge of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In our kingdom, there will be no more talk of politics and money and silver and gold and prepping and underground bunkers and nuclear bombs. Our kingdom, there will be no more pedophilia. There will be no more Satan. In the kingdom of the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the creation will shout for joy at the manifestation of the sons of God, restored in spiritual power, fulfilling Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 14, recompensing our enemies. And then, after we are done 1,000 years later, then and maybe then, in our kingdom, we can be a brotherhood of men. In our kingdom, the Israelite prisoner will go free. In the eternal kingdom, in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when the children of Israel, currently in captivity, will sing everlasting praise because of the abundance of all things. In our kingdom, there will be no censorship. There will be no hiding the truth. There will be no abortion. There will be no upside down order of the family. In our kingdom, the coming kingdom, the kingdom of children of Israel that the world does not want to know about, but they see us coming and they hide their heads in the sand even deeper and live in the river of denial because there is nothing they can do. And so with each passing day, as we draw closer to the winter, to the elections, to Europe freezing to death because of the sanctions Russia puts on them, as we get closer to Pluto completing its cycle and the X, there is nothing the nations can do. Brethren, thank you for joining me. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible opportunity. Join me Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until I see you again, peace be unto you. Shalom.